The Republican author of the bill, Senator Alberta Darling, says she would have liked to put more money in the new venture fund, but called it a first step in preventing a brain drain from the state of people with good job-creating ideas.
We rank really high in patents, ideas, but these people with all these great ideas, they can't find investors or they can't find capital. So what they do, they leave. I don't want to lose these entrepreneurs. I don't want to lose these smart people in our state, and we are losing them.
The legislature has tried and failed to pass a venture capital bill several times over the past 4 years. One of the obstacles this year was a provision that prevents the use of state funds to help biotech companies that plan to make products from stem cells. Democratic Senator Julie Lassa tried to get the Senate to remove the prohibition, arguing that anti-abortion groups that oppose the use of fetal stem cells shouldn't be dictating the state's fiscal policies.
We need to make sure that businesses in the state, no matter which industry they're in, if they have the opportunity to succeed, to be a positive influence on our state's economy, that we give them that chance.
Lassa's amendment failed on a party-line vote, and she eventually voted for the bill. It passed by a wide margin, with only two Democrats and one Republican voting against it. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.